Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tight end free agency preview next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier. And Dan, you drew the short straw this week because we're talking about the tight end free agency class and just kind of previewing what the offseason might look like at the tight end position. And just like when we reviewed the rookie tight ends yesterday, and just like any time we really talk about tight ends, not exactly the most intriguing group of players heading into free agency. You know, the hope at this point, I think, for the position over the next few years is that this 2023 rookie class can really make an impact and give us some guys, because, you know, we got Mark Andrews in his late 20s and Travis Kelce well into his mid 30s by now. And, you know, the top of the position looks very similar to what it looked like 3 or 4 years ago. So we're still hoping to see that next generation of tight ends step up. And, you know, maybe it's a situation where a tight end can join a new team this offseason and, you know, spark something. Unfortunately, the options aren't great. We've got Dalton Schultz, I think, as the top option at the position. He was franchise tagged by the Cowboys last season. Not clear if they're going to have room to bring him back. They do have, you know, some needs at wide receiver, I think. They're spending a lot at running back between Ezekiel Elliott and the franchise tag Tony Pollard. We've got Mike Gesicki, who just was not a good fit for Mike McDaniel's offense in Miami, but still remains a very intriguing athlete at the tight end position. Some of the other free agents out there, Hayden Hurst, Irv Smith, Robert Tonyan, those guys have some intrigue. And then, you know, we could see guys like Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett, Hunter Henry, Logan Thomas, either traded or, you know, cut to save some salary cap space. So of that group, is there anyone that you're like actually interested to see where they end up?
Yes, Dalton Schultz. It's the only one for me because I really want Dalton Schultz to reunite with Kellen Moore in Los Angeles with the Chargers and Justin Herbert. We already saw what Herbert could do last year for a tight end who was written off in a lot of ways, Gerald Everett, but still had the talent. I think that Schultz is a more nuanced tight end, better route runner, maybe not as athletic as Everett, but with Kellen Moore in line to be the coordinator there, I think it's a really good fit. So that would be my number one thing I wanted to see.
See, that's my thought with like Mike Gesicki, who I think is a much better athlete than Dalton Schultz. Maybe doesn't have the nuances of the position. Mike Gesicki has talked about himself. He's more of a wide receiver throughout his career. When he's been productive, it's largely been lining up out of the slot, working as a big slot. He has 3 missed tackles in his entire career. I think it's 231 receptions, 3 missed tackles. So not a guy like George Kittle or Travis Kelce who's going to make plays after the catch, but maybe more like a Darren Waller who can spread, stretch the field up the seams, make teams pay that way. And, you know, playing with a big arm quarterback like Justin Herbert, I could see that being pretty interesting. Irv Smith, you know, we've hoped for the breakout. He's still only 24 years old. So there is, you know, still youth on his side and some athleticism. Do you have any hope for him?
I do, actually. He was a player I liked a lot coming out of the draft. I think there's a chance that his injuries could have been the big factor in him not ever really coming to fruition there. And obviously, also, you saw a situation where they traded for a tight end and immediately he took over there. So I actually do have some hope for Irv Smith, given the age and talent profile.
Yeah, it gives me a little bit of like an Evan Engram vibe a year ago, where like probably not going to get a big long-term deal, but maybe a short 1 year prove it deal could be what Irv Smith needs to get his career going. Outside of the Chargers, what do you think are some of the better landing spots that we would hope for from a free agent tight end this offseason?
Yeah, Dallas comes to mind if they move on from Dalton Schultz, and I think they will given their salary cap situation there. That's a great team. Washington was somebody who you mentioned before that could be, depending on where they go at quarterback, that could be interesting there potentially. And then you kind of have to look at some of these other teams that just don't have tight ends right now. Like, do you really trust Tyler Higbee moving forward? I think the Rams have made somewhat of an investment there, so maybe, but that one intrigues me there, potentially there. Tampa comes to mind. They don't have anything at tight end. But all of these teams that I would mention, Chris, I'm actually hoping they don't make any free agent moves at tight end, because this is, to me, the best tight end class I've scouted in the draft since I started doing this seriously. I've done this now seriously for 4 or 5 years. I am so excited about the tight ends coming into the NFL this year. I hope they hit. I hope they reach their ceiling. And I hope they go to a team that doesn't have a tight end, because those will be the players I draft, because I can't see their ADP rising above like tight end 10, round 10, 11 type picks. And I want to bet on those talents.
Yeah, rookie tight ends obviously historically don't typically pay off. Evan Engram, Kyle Pitts, a couple of recent exceptions. But even then, you don't get a ton of upside typically from them. I'll also just add the Saints are a team that could certainly need some, could use some playmakers in the passing game for Derek Carr outside of Chris Olave. I would imagine they're going to make some investments in the draft at wide receiver, but they're a team that, you know, if, you know, Mike Gesicki ended up there, I think I'd be pretty interested in him. And I know the Jets did add CJ Uzoma and Tyler Conklin last season. They weren't really huge parts of the offense. I wouldn't imagine that there's much invested in them beyond this season. So that's another team that if they added Aaron Rodgers, that would obviously be a very good offense that you'd want a part of if one of those, you know, better tight ends ended up there. So those are the ones I'll throw out there. But yeah, I agree with you. If the tight end position is going to be better in 2023 and beyond for fantasy, it's likely going to come from this very talented rookie class that's coming in that we just saw really light it up at the combine. So we're going to talk more about that in the coming weeks as we head up into the NFL draft. And we'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!